What's up, Dirk?
Oh, hey, Greg. How's it going?
Good, man. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to you. Did you have a good Father's Day?
Oh, I had a great Father's Day.
Good.
Good. Good. Went swimming. It's a little bit cooler here. It was only in the mid-90s today. How are you guys doing up there?
We just touched 91. I think that was as hot as it got.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's... Nice. Woo! I tell you what, not to segue into our sponsor, but I'll get this going. On a hot day like today, this is what you would want to have done to your house. They're called chip. I can't see chimney guys. They do chimney inspections, cleaning, relining, repairs and restorations. They are an Erie company. Their catchphrase is "We like them dirty." And I imagine on a hot day like today, they would love to just shimmy up your chimney and dust out your pole. So, mention Fancy and they'll do it with a smile.
All right, man. Well, good. Yeah, get that work done for the 2 weeks where they can actually be outside there.
In here. Right.
All right, perfect. Hey, this is our dating game episode. Kirk, are you excited?
Yes, I am looking for love.
Well, we actually have 9 eligible bachelors for you to go through today.
Oh my gosh! You're going to be going on a bachelorette.
Yeah, you're going to be going on 3 dates when this episode, everything's said and done with this episode.
All right, I can't wait.
So the premise of what we're doing here is I've picked 3 players per position, and we'll just break them down by position. This will be anonymous, they sent me some interesting facts about themselves that they wanted you to hear.
Okay.
And then when we're done, you get to pick which player you get to take out on a date.
Awesome. Awesome, and they will be paying because they're millionaires, right?
They can afford, or they got the saver, the coupon book, and from Erie. So
the
fine dining,
the
Val Pack, yeah. Oh. So yeah, they'll definitely be using those coupons.
Beautiful,
there in Erie.
Here we come.
All right, man, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So, Kirk, what I'll do is I will name so I'm just going to refer to them as quarterback number 1, quarterback number 2, and quarterback number 3 for this first set of players. Beautiful. I'm going to give you one interesting fact or tidbit for these guys at a time. So I hope you have your pen and paper so you can track all this.
I do. I found this. I also keep my passwords with this pen and paper. Very pen and paper. So.
All right. Well, there you go. Hey, so try to contain yourself as I read some of these. It's going to get hot in here.
Okay. Oh, sexy.
All right. Quarterback number 1. He is, hopefully I didn't reveal too much about this person, but we are going to try and keep him anonymous here. But, He is actually the starting quarterback for his team, which is good. But first tidbit about him is since he's become a starter, he has never missed a game. So that consistency is sometimes something good that you look for in a starting quarterback.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Quarterback number 2. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Quarterback number 2 has 6 career games with 5+ touchdowns. 2 of those 6 games, he's had 6 touchdown passes. Okay.
Wow.
And, yeah, quarterback number 3 has scored as a quarterback 1 in 50% of his games in the last 3 seasons. So those are the first 3 tidbits for the quarterbacks. Kirk, after this first round, which one are you feeling hot and heavy for?
I'm feeling hot and heavy for number quarterback number 3 for consistency, but I'm willing to take a chance on quarterback number 2 right now.
Okay. All right, here, I'm going to go through the second round of tidbits for these guys, and then feel free to ask a question.
Yes, I will.
All right, second round. So quarterback number one, in his best year of his career, he sustained two receivers who were extremely fantasy relevant, one coming in as the number 8 overall receiver and his other receiver as the number 22. So that is in the same year he had the number 8 and the number 22 receiver. Okay.
Okay.
Quarterback number 2 is one of only two players in NFL history with two 500-plus yard passing games.
Two 500-plus yards.
Okay. And quarterback number 3 has been considered a bust, meaning he is placed outside the top 24 in quarterbacks in only 11% of games in the last 3 seasons. That is less than Aaron Rodgers.
11% of the time he's placed out of the top what?
24. So that means 89% of the time he is either a quarterback 1 or a quarterback 2. Okay, so after the first 2 rounds of stats, is there any questions you want to ask to any single gentleman?
Quarterback number 2, how many years has this player played in the league?
Well, I will say this. He is a veteran.
More than 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. Quarterback number 3. I don't even know how to answer that question. I really like quarterback number 3. He sounds very enticing. He sounds like a good date.
Do you want me to start?
Quarterback number 1, has he played less than 5 years in the league? Has he played less than 5 years in the league?
Less than 4 years?
5.
No.
So he's more than 5 years in the league. Okay. Gosh.
No, he's not more than 5. This will be his 5th year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
All right. So the third round of questions. Here you go. Quarterback number 1. 50% of his seasons as a starter, he's been in the top 10. His highest ever finish is number 4 overall. The last 3 years, his average finish is 8.6. So the quarterback, basically, he's the quarterback 9 the last 3 years. So some consistency there.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Quarterback number 2, his best career finish in his career was as the number 5 overall quarterback in his best ever fantasy season.
Number 5. Okay, go ahead.
And then quarterback number 3, I think you'll like this one, has never thrown more than 6 interceptions in a season where he was a starter.
Holy smokes. Never thrown more than 6 interceptions?
As a starting receiver.
Starting quarterback?
They're starting quarterback, yes. That makes it even more impressive.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to give you the last tidbit here, and then Kirk, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask which one of these quarterbacks you like.
Okay.
All right. Quarterback number 1 was the number 1 quarterback last season in weeks 12 through 16. So when it counted the most, you know, the fantasy playoffs and the couple weeks leading up to the fantasy playoffs, he was, again, weeks 12 through 16, the number 1 fantasy quarterback.
Okay.
All right. Quarterback number 2. In PPR format, in his career, he's had 3 different wide receivers finish as a wide receiver number 1. including one of those who has been the number one overall wide receiver.
Okay.
And then finally, quarterback number three. These are some of the weapons that he has on his team. He has a running back who has finished his career best, is finishing sixth in the league as a running back in receptions for running backs. He's had a receiver who's been the number one overall receiver in the league, and another receiver who has two seasons of 110-plus receptions. So he's got some people to spread it around to. So, Kirk, I'm going to put you on the spot. Which one of those quarterbacks do you want to take out on a date?
Oh, my Lord. For quarterback number three, will I need arm security to guard the bathroom for any reason?
I don't know what that means. Oh, I see. No, for quarterback number three?
Yeah.
No, you would not.
Okay, I would. I choose quarterback number three.
Quarterback number three. All right, do you want to take a stab at who it is?
I don't. It's. I'm going to say it's Tom Brady.
Tom Brady? It is not Tom Brady. Think a little bit closer to home, Kirk. You're a big fan of who?
Talking about Tyrod Taylor.
It's Tyrod Taylor.
I just picked Tyrod Taylor inadvertently.
Inadvertently. You want to take a stab at who the other ones were?
Number two, I feel like that's Matt Stafford.
Number two is not Matt Stafford. Number two would need armed his linemen to guard the bathrooms for him.
Oh, that's Big Ben.
Big Ben. And okay. Quarterback number one, any idea?
Never missed a game. I can only think that was Dak Prescott.
No, Blake Bortles.
Oh, yeah.
So let me go through those real quick again. Blake Bortles has never missed a game as a starter. In his best season, Allen Robinson was the number 8 overall receiver, and Allen Hurts was the number 22 overall receiver. In his 4 seasons as a starter, he's had 2 in the top 10 with his best finish as the number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Last 3 years, he's averaged number 8.6 in this overall standings. And again, last year, weeks 12 through 16, he was the overall best fantasy quarterback. So for Ben, you know, with his big games, he's had 6 games over 5-plus touchdown passes, 2 with 6 touchdown passes. He did that in back-to-back games. He's one of only 2 players with 2 500-yard passing games. The other is Drew Brees. His best career finish was as the number 5 overall quarterback. And then PPR format, he's had 3 different receivers finish as a wide receiver number 1.
Yeah.
That would be in Wallace and Hines Ward.
Okay. Yeah.
And then finally, the guy you're going on a date with, Tyrod Taylor, last 3 years, has been a quarterback number 1, 50% of games in the last 3 years. He's busted only 11% of those games. That's less than Aaron Rodgers. He's never thrown for more than 6 picks in a season. And he's got Carlos Hyde, who had 59 catches last year. He's got Josh Gordon. And he's got Jarvis Landry, who has 210-plus reception seasons.
Wow.
All right. Very good. So what's the moral of the story here? And I hope you see this theme going throughout is if you're struggling to talk people into trades, you know, there are lies, there are damn lies, and there are statistics. You can make the statistics really support your case if you know him inside and out, and you can make every player look like the best player in history. So
right,
that's kind of the theme for the show. But Tyrod Taylor, Kirk, good job.
Yeah.
All right. So you ready to move on to running backs?
Yes. Are there any Cleveland Browns in the running backs?
No.
Okay, good. All for that again.
All right. running back number one.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so in half-point PPR leagues, he has been a running back number one in every year of his career. Okay?
Okay.
The next running back number two has had, 8 touchdowns is the least number of touchdowns he's ever had in a season, and that's combined rushing and receiving. So that is his low point.
Okay, so basically he's had more than eight or more every year.
Correct.
Got it.
Running back number three last season had his most efficient season in the passing game, where he averaged over 9 yards per catch. And in the running backs, that's top five in the league. That's putting you up there with the elites in the receiving. So he has gone up in yards per catch every year. So
I want to preface real quick. I did zero research for this episode, and I have no help. I am literally staring at a notebook. I'm writing these stats down and trying to pick up from my vast knowledge of players, which is very vast, and trying to guess these things. So that's why this seems to be a lot tougher for me, because I'm kind of going off the cuff here. So this is fascinating. All right, so running back number one in a half-point PPR was the number one running back every year. Of his career. Running back number two has had 8 or more touchdowns every year, combined rushing and receiving. And then quarterback or wide receiver, running back number three has last year averaged 9 or more yards per catch. Is that right?
Last year averaged over 9 yards per catch.
Okay.
Which is great for running back.
Keep going. Yes.
All right. Running back number one, stat number two. So his career average is 4.6 yards per carry. Okay. Running back number two, in his best season receiving out of the backfield, had 73 receptions.
Okay.
Running back number three has averaged 287 touches over the last two seasons. That was a season of 299 and 274. You know, for the elite running backs, you want to have right around 250 or above rushes. So he's you know, when you combine the receiving game, he's been up there for elite amount of touches. So, Kirk, after two rounds, is there any player of those players that you're leaning towards?
Well, I would say number one right now. I mean, being the number one running back every year and yards per carry. So yeah, I'll go with number one right now.
Okay. All right, you ready for the third round?
Yes.
Stat. Okay. So for running back number one, so remember the first stat I gave you, I said he was in half-point PPR, he was a running back number one every year of his career. I will tell you that there is an entire – right now, his average draft position, there's an entire round difference where he's going in standard versus PPR leagues. I'm not going to tell you which one he's going higher in, but just know that there is 12-pick difference in that. So he leans heavily one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, running back number two, his average finish in half-point PPR leagues the last three seasons, he is finishing as the 6.6th best running back. So, probably 7th best running back is fair.
Okay.
Okay. Running back number three, I think people are starting to realize his value. In the last 3 weeks, his average draft position has risen 10 spots. So again, people are starting to get high on him again. All right.
Okay. Well, so none of these are second year players.
The only thing I'll say is none of these were rookies last year. No.
Okay.
All right, so hey, last tidbits here. This may give some of them away.
That's fine.
Okay, running back number one, over the last two seasons, is third in rushing yards over the last two seasons. Third in the league.
Okay.
All right, running back number two has had a season as the overall number one running back, and that was regardless of format, whether it was PPR, half-point PPR, standard, he was the number one running back in his best season.
Okay.
And then lastly, running back number three, in the last 4 years, has had two top 10 finishes. That is in half-point PPR. His best finish was as the number five overall running back. So, Kirk, which running back are you taking home? And tell me what you're thinking. What's your thought process here?
My thought process I'm leaning towards number one. I know the one round difference kind of throws you for a loop, but he was third in rushing, has a good yards per carry. He's been number one every year. So, in a half point PPR. So, I mean, there's value there in the PPR league. So that's where I'm seeing as the overall best. Running back number two, finish number one.
Do you want to guess who any of these guys are? Do you have any ideas?
I'm really struggling to come up with players for these guys. I'm kind of flabbergasted. Are these over? Gosh, I don't even. I can't. This is hard. This is very, very hard. I'm gonna choose running back number one as a person I would go on a date with.
Okay.
And I can't guess who the heck that is.
I can't. I thought the last stat would kind of give it away. Third overall rushing the last two seasons. I'll tell you who the top two were. The top two were Le'Veon Bell and Zeke.
I mean, so it's Todd Gurley.
It is not Todd Gurley.
No, it's not Todd Gurley.
You're a fan of him. We are a fan of him. We like him more than others, I think.
Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard it is. Jordan Howard. So he finished as in half point PPR. He was the number 12 running back last year, which, you know, that's not to suggest that he averaged the 12th amount. That was just, he did play 16 games. So at the end of the season, he was the 12th overall running back. So,
right.
All right. So you want to take a stab at running back number two?
Number two.
He has been the number one running back in a season. It was, 3 years ago now.
Seventh. What was the third stat? Seventh best.
His average finish the last three seasons is 6.6, so around seventh best. So, in the last 3 years, he was the number one. 3 years ago, the number six, and then last year he was number 13 overall.
Oh, that's Todd Gurley.
No, last year he was number 13. Sixth the year before, and then one the year before that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Fudge or Mucker? I don't know. I can't. I give up.
Devonta Freeman.
Okay. Freeman.
This last one, I think there's probably zero chance of you getting it. I tried to put a guy who I is not at the same level as Jordan Howard or Devonta Freeman, but you know, just put some stats in there to see if you'd go for it. You want to take a stab? He's, you know, I think really going maybe in the fifth. This guy's going in the fifth round right now. Actually, let me check his most recent average draft position. Any idea?
Let's say.
He's going at the 507 right now, after Deion Lewis and before Royce Freeman.
I am going to. I don't know. I give up. I yield.
Lamar Miller.
I swear to God, that was the last thing that popped in my head, but I did not think that he was going to. I did not think he had 9 yards of catch.
Yeah. So, hey, you got to take a stab. But
I sure have said his name.
All right. Hey, you ready to move on to the last group here?
I like who I'm going on dates with so far.
So you've got Tyrod Taylor and Jordan Howard on your team. Those are two of your guys.
Yeah.
So let's see if any of these wide receivers are your guys.
All right, I'm sharpening my mind right now. I gotta get one of these right.
All right. All right, wide receiver number one.
Okay.
His yards per catch has gone up every year since he's been in the league. Last year, he had a sultry 16.6 yards per catch. Very sexy. All right.
Okay.
Wide receiver number two has had 3 career seasons with double-digit touchdowns.
Okay.
All right. Wide receiver number three, the quarterback on his team has had a season with 2 wide receiver number ones in the same season. So his quarterback has the ability to sustain 2 number ones on the same team. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready to move on?
Yes. Yes, I am.
All right. Okay. So wide receiver number one. He is not typically known as a PPR guy.
Okay.
Having said that, he's only had 1 season where he's had. Okay, so what I did for this one was he's in all but 1 season, he's played 16 games, but there was 1 game where he had 10 games, and if you extrapolate his reception pace for those games. I included that into a 16 game pace. So he's not known as a PPR guy, but he's only had 1 season where he's had less than 78 receptions. So that injury riddled season, I just, you know, again, took his pace and he would have had 85 receptions that year.
Okay.
Make sense?
It does make sense.
All right. Wide receiver number two. Last year was his 6th straight season with over 140 targets.
Wow.
Pretty good there.
Yeah.
And then wide receiver number 3 has had 3 seasons in his career of over 13 touchdowns. 13 plus touchdowns.
Okay.
All right. Hey, so if I had to stop you at the halfway point here, are you leaning towards any of them?
Yeah, number 2, I think, clearly. I think
you like number
2. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Any idea? Do you want to take a stab at who any of these guys are?
Early on, for some reason, I think number 2 is DeAndre Hopkins, but I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
Wide receiver number 3. 13 plus. I'm gonna guess that's Davante Adams.
Okay.
And then number 1, I have no clue.
Yeah, it's probably a little too vague there. Okay, yeah. We'll keep going. Wide receiver number 1. In his last 3 seasons, he has finished. And these are in standard leagues, Kirk. So last 3 seasons, his average is being the number 9 overall wide receiver. And in each of those seasons, he ended as a wide receiver number 1. So it's not like he had, you know, the number 3 year and then 2 really bad
right.
You know, seasons. So he was wide receiver number 1 the last 3 years. Okay.
Okay.
Wide receiver number 2 has 4 career seasons where he ended as a wide receiver number 1, including 1 season, one of those, he was the overall number 1 wide receiver. And okay. That was in all formats.
Okay.
Very similarly, wide receiver number three has 4 seasons as a wide receiver number one, including 1 as the number one overall wide receiver, but that was only in half point PPR formats.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I got those two wrong.
Okay. So, last stat for each of these guys, wide receiver number one. Here's a good one. He is one of only 5 wide receivers in the NFL to have 1,000 yards in the last 3 seasons.
Ooh, okay.
Wide receiver number two.
Okay.
So he's had the 2 most recent seasons where he was not a number one. So he was not a wide receiver number one. He still had 83 catches and 90 catches in those years. So he did not, it was not like he was a huge bust in those years.
Okay, got it. Yep. I like that.
And then finally, wide receiver number 3. In the last 3 seasons to where both he and his starting quarterback were healthy and played 16 games, this is his average stat line for those last 3 seasons, okay?
Okay.
93 catches, 1,363 yards, and 12 touchdowns. So that's for where he and his starting quarterback are both healthy for 16. So,
okay,
Kirk, which wide receiver are you taking on a date?
Oh, boy. I think I am still going to stick with wide receiver number 2. Wide receiver number 3 has changed. I do not think it's Davante Adams anymore.
Okay.
I still think number 2 is DeAndre Hopkins.
You are wrong. It is not. I don't think he's been in the league 6 years. So.
Got it. Maybe that's where I was. I mean, other than that, I feel like his stat line is pretty similar to that. If you would look that up, not that you would, but not that you have the ability, but am I wrong in saying that's a similar player to DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just definitely with the target shares and DeAndre Hopkins last year is, had that. Well, I think actually Antonio Brown was the number one, DeAndre Hopkins was the number one receiver. Brown averaged more points per game, but Hopkins ended up with more total points. So,
right. So number two is Antonio Brown.
No.
No. Oh, okay. Who? Okay.
Okay.
Any more guesses?
No. No idea.
Demaryius Thomas.
Number 2 is Demaryius Thomas. Okay.
Yeah. I am big on him this year. Expect him to be the wide receiver number 2 on many of my teams. So,
okay.
All right. Do you want to take a stab at who wide receiver number 1 was?
No, I can't.
Okay. Here's a clue. He is remember the last stat I said he is one of only 5 receivers to have 1,000 yards the last 3 years?
Yeah.
He's the only one to do it on 2 different teams. He has a chance to do it on his 3rd different team this year.
I'm drawing a huge blank. Just say it.
Brandon Cooks.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pausing to let the listeners get a crack at it there. So, all right. Brandon, finally.
Yeah, I'm happy with my guess. So number 3, hopefully that doesn't ruin my day.
Well, I will tell you this. You had wide receiver number 3 ranked higher than Demaryius Thomas in our wide receiver ranking show.
Is it Jordy Nelson?
It is Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, he sounds fantastic, doesn't he? Sounds like a top 10 wide receiver.
He sounds like the number 9 overall wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody wouldn't want him.
I was sure. I tried to make him look as good as possible. Even though Demaryius Thomas is hard to argue with his career, but I thought for sure you would go with Jordy Nelson on that one.
No. Oh, God, no. No. 10 plus touchdowns, 3 years. I mean, 140 targets. That the targets is huge. And then when his bad year, he was 83 and 90. Yeah, so I know my stuff. I'm not dumb.
So, again, I think this speaks to, like, Kirk, this is what you and I do when we offer a trade to somebody.
Right.
We drum up these stats. Some of them are so irrelevant, although we try to paint the guys we offer up in the best light possible and just say, look, you know, hey, I may really need a running back, but I'm giving you a guy here who, you know, like I said, that last stat I read for Jordy Nelson, his last three seasons where he was healthy and his quarterback was healthy. Well, that's going back 6 years to get a couple, you know, one or two
right.
seasons. So, but if you put it in those terms, you talk these guys up, that's when you see the wheels start turning in their head. And that's when you start to get leverage on them. And that is all ultimately why I like to trade is you get to, all it takes is a little bit of digging. I looked all these stats up just over this weekend. It didn't take a lot of time, but yeah.
Yeah. Fun to do. I think this is a great exercise in learning how to select different players that you probably wouldn't have selected before. Now, granted, I liked all these guys. I mean, as much as I have Nelson ranked higher, that may change. If we do before we draft, that may change. I'll try to do it from naked, you know, and just kind of pretend like I didn't make the rankings before. But you know, yeah, looking at Demaryius Thomas, that's the biggest shocker is his bad years are 83 and 90 receptions. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a very big stat line. Jordan Howard doesn't surprise me that I like him. We always like him. I think the Tyrod Taylor stats that you've said before in talking in private, you've always been really high on him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, it's just, I guess the eye test just never passes for him. I don't understand.
The touchdowns is his big issue. Passing touchdowns is always what you have to deal with Tyrod. So
yeah, this is a great exercise in possibly finding players that maybe you wouldn't have wanted before, or getting rid of players like you said for trades that you know you need to get rid of and you need to make look like a shiny turd.
Yep. So yeah, Blake Bortles, Tyrod Taylor are going undrafted right now in most drafts.
Yeah.
Devonta Freeman is going in the second round where Lamar Miller is going in the fifth round, late fifth round. So you
can
make those guys look similar. And then you have, you know, Demaryius Thomas, Brandon Cooks, Jordy Nelson, all going at different spots in the draft as well. But if you try to trade, you could at least make those guys look similar, or I could find some, you know, the same could be true about, you know, the guys that you're bringing on. You may say, hey, look, you know, I'm trying to get Demaryius Thomas. You know, he hasn't been a number one wide receiver in 3 years. You know, you throw out the reverse and find some stats that don't look too appealing for them
right.
to try to talk the other team and saying, hey, I just like him. I'm taking a stab at him. But, you know, I know he hasn't been a number one wide receiver in 3 years. So you can do it both ways.
And so now I'm seeing where the 10 spots have increased for Lamar Miller because that the other running back is still hurt.
Yeah, Deonta Foreman. You know, there's still questions on his return. Although Lamar Miller, after doing this exercise, I do like him better than I did before. So he's somebody I may look at,
especially with a healthy quarterback. That's good.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And awesome. Being more efficient in the passing game than maybe Deonta Foreman is
right.
going to be relied on. So, well, cool, man. I thought this was a lot of fun. We may have to do this again. Maybe we'll reverse the roles. You pick three players at a position, and I get to go on some dates.
Beautiful. Yeah, we got to share the love.
All right, man. Anything else you want to put out?
No, that's it.
No, you'll be putting out for these fellas.
Yeah, I got to save my energy.
All right, man. Hey, well, that's all for the Fancy Boys. We're signing off.
Hey. And we are fading out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.